Welcome to the second series of the Musa Stories podcast, delivering short, compelling midrashim designed for children to discuss with their parents and for parents to discuss with their children. Shalom Yeladim, all kinderlach, more midrash morsels. Here we are again at Parshas Lech Lecha. There was a famine in Eretz Yisrael, so Avram Avinu and Sarah decided to go down to Egypt. There was a lot of food and meat there. Just near the border, there is a river. While they were looking into the river, Abraham saw Sarah's reflection like the radiant sun. Yes, Sarah was miraculously beautiful. The second most beautiful person in the world looked like a monkey compared to Sarah. Abraham said, "My dear wife, the Egyptians don't guard their eyes from looking at other people's wives. I don't want them to see you, so climb inside this chest with the luggage." With that, they crossed the river to enter Egypt. On the other side of the river were the border police. They wanted to know what was inside the chest. Why? So they could charge Abraham taxes. "What do you have in there?" they asked Abraham. All of the police were surrounding him. Avram was having bitachon that Hashem would save him. So he said, "Just barley." "Oh yeah? We don't think so. Maybe you have something more expensive. Maybe it's wheat." "Okay, wheat," Avram said. "Go ahead and take taxes from wheat." You hear that, Kinderlach? You hear what Avram said? His wife Sarah was inside, but he was trusting Hashem that all they would see was wheat. The guard said, "No, maybe it's peppers." Avraham responded, "Okay, I'll pay you taxes for peppers." Finally, the police guessed, "Maybe the chest is full of gold." "As you wish," replied Avraham. "Tax me for gold." "This guy is too suspicious. Let's just open it up." That's what they did. And they were overwhelmed by the shine coming from Sarah's beauty. "Let's take her to Paro. She's not fit for an ordinary man." That's it. Sarah was taken away. All alone, Sarah was crying. "Ribono Shaloylam, I was just listening to my husband. He said that you told him Lech Lecha. I trusted your words, and now I am left without my father, and without my mother, and without my husband. Will this wicked Paro come and abuse me? Do something to save me. I am still trusting in you." And Avraham was also crying. He davened to Hashem like this: "Ribono Shaloylam, is this what happens when I trust in you? I was expecting you to save me and my wife. Now, have mercy on us. I am trusting in your infinite kindness. Don't let me down. I will be embarrassed if my bitachon doesn't work." Just then, Hashem said, "No harm will come to you." He sent a malach from Shamayim with a stick in his hand. Paro tried to remove Sarah's shoe. Wham! Paro reached to touch Sarah's dress. Wham! The malach told Sarah, "Just tell me when you want me to hit him again." And that's what happened. If Sarah said, "Hit," the malach hit. If she said, "Wait a little bit," the malach waited. No problem. Hashem also sent every skin disease that ever would exist, would ever afflict mankind, he sent them to everyone in Paro's palace, in Paro's family and government. Even Paro's slaves got sick. Even the wall, pillars, and the furniture, everything was stricken with negoyim. Kids, that's the end of the Medrash. We learn from this that if you have bitachon in Hashem, you can't go wrong. Even if what you were hoping for didn't happen, don't get down. Be sure that even better things are being planned for you, just like Abraham. Because the Mitzrim found Sarah, Abraham became rich They made him rich, and nothing ever happened to Sarah. For epic stories and other engaging educational material, visit our website, musselstories.com. I bet these care, yeah, you don't have a